congregation. Amen. Yeah. That's good. Amen. Yeah. Matthew chapter 20, verse number 34. You with me? King James verse. So Jesus had what? On them, and he did what? And neither their eyes what? And then what did they do? And you may take your seat. Allow me for a few moments, probably about 9, about 10. 10 or 15 minutes. Y'all better leave me alone with it. You know, I got myself pumped up. Don't tell me up. All right. I want to talk about, I simply want to talk about compassion. Catch your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
We're going to learn about compassion. Touch your other neighbors and neighbors. We're going to learn about compassion. And I give God a hand. Amen. Father, we bless you today. We bless you for your grace, your mercy. We bless you for being who you are. And we bless you, God, for the mighty things that you've done in our life. Lord, I need you now to use me as a vessel. I need you to decrease me so that you may increase. I need you to open up hearts and minds, so that we will not only be a hearer of your word, Lord, but a doer as well. Well, heaven feed us until we all know the word. Lord, I need you to authenticate and validate this sermon now, Lord, that you have given to me. Use me, use me, use me, as only you can do. This is the prayer that I ask in Jesus' name, the Christ. And every heart said, amen. 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 The church, I often wait on you to find the scripture that I have given for the text for that particular day, and I want you to keep your Bibles open, your iPad, iPhone, whatever the case may be, wherever you're looking up, whatever tool you have to look up the scripture, keep it open. And the reason that is very, very important, because we live in a day and time where the enemy is trying to move us away from the things of God. It's so very important that we follow God's word, and I don't want you to just simply listen and take what I say for face value. Make sure what I'm telling you is supported by the word of God. Some of y'all have found out in my days of living here recently, it is increasing that people are sharing stuff and teaching stuff that is not doctrinal sound. The reason for that is because the enemy is becoming wiser, Brianna. He understands that his time is very short, and he is trying to take as many folk to hell as he possibly can. Satan is on a mission to deceive me. He's on a mission to deceive you. He's on a mission to deceive this entire body. Now, I want to say something to you right now. I want you to understand something. I know the enemy is going to attack me for exposing his tricks, but that's all right. God is on my side. Amen? The reason why that is so very important, I want you to understand, Satan is not going to show up with a pitchfork and a red suit with horns coming up his head. I want you to know that's a cartoon character. That is not Satan. Satan do want you to believe that he is just a figment of your imagination. He's not the real thing. Satan is real, and Satan has power. Can I say to you today that he has all power? Because God has all power, Korea, but he does have power. Satan will show up in a suit. Satan will show up in a dress. Satan will show up all disguised. And you better get it today. He will show up, and I found out something that he does not introduce himself as Satan when he appears. You want to find scripture to support that. You can find it there when John talks about he can disguise himself as an angel of light. In other words, what that means is he can present himself as the real thing. But his goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. We're living in a time where Brother Mitchell, he's after the believer. He's after the believer. He's not after the ones he already got. I get tired of folk that's following God. Excuse me, that's following the devil. Talking about the devil is after you. He's not after you. He got you. He's after folk that's trying to do the right thing. He's after. Let me tell you something. How do you know that you're following God? How do you know that God is on your side? How do you know that you are real to God and God is real to you? How much hell are you catching?
In everything seems to be going all right with you. You on the wrong side. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm trying to bless you right about now. If everything is moving in your direction, you're on the wrong side. Because if you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you've got all kinds of ups and downs. You know what I mean? In your life. Yes, you do. Why, Pastor? Because Satan trying to make you believe that God is not real. That's why when you pray a prayer, you got to be careful, because if you let the devil begin to deal with your emotions, he will tell you, Sister Rose, God is not going to hear your prayer. God is not going to answer your prayer. God, he'll try to make God look bad to you. But when you stay in the word of God and let God, we're going to get to the confession part in a minute. That's all that's introduction. You've got to be very careful. Don't allow nobody to pull you away from God. Can I say that again? I don't care who they are. Do not allow folk to pull you away from God. Because there's some stuff out there today that's designed to pull you away from God. You got to be careful. That's why you got to say the word. So one of the reasons why I was taking you to follow me in the scripture, so that you will know what I'm telling you is supported by the word. Because see, the only thing that's going to matter is the word of God. Well, Peter, how do you know that? Because God said that before his word shall fail, his word shall fail, that all of heaven and earth will have to pass away. He didn't say before your opinion. He didn't say what you think. He didn't say what somebody think. He said before my word shall fail. So that lets me know the only thing that will stand in the test of time is the word of God. Oh, God, that's why Satan tries to keep you away from the word.
Why can't I follow? I'm not attacking nobody's religion, amen. But why can't I follow the Quran? Why can't I follow Buddhism? Why can't I follow these various religions, these various gods? Why can't I follow them? Because ultimately, what they're teaching seems to be so accurate and so right. Well, let me give you one fundamental thing that blessed me when I began to look at all this. Number one, Muhammad is still there and going to be there. The guy that started Buddha, the religion, Buddha is still there and going to be there. If he can't get himself up, Come on. Somebody, if he can't get himself up, how he going to get healed? If Muhammad is still there and had got out of the grave, then how is he going to get healed out of the grave? I need to follow somebody that's been proven and tested, that died on Friday night, Sunday morning. I'm going to ask him. Every person wants to know that someone cares. And if you are intentional in valuing people, and if you are intentional in caring for people, you will always be loved and you will always have influence. People today want to know, do you care for me genuinely? There's not a person in this church that don't want folk to show compassion upon you. Am I right about it? The folk want to be valued.
Folk want to be honored. Folk want to be cared about. They want to know, we want to know that there is somebody who genuinely cares. Am I right about it? Mm-hmm. In fact, the way to gain influence is to add value to people. Now let me stop right there. You must understand within self that I'm somebody because God created me from the dust of the ground and he died for me. I want to make sure that's correct. I don't want anybody to believe I hear this message wrong thing that I need somebody to validate who I am. I need somebody. Now what I'm talking about is as life, as we move through life, you need people to always encourage you. Now watch this. I'm not talking about, Brother Frazier, folk that's encouraging you because they have a hidden agenda. But I'm talking about even when you're ticked off with me, you still get encouraged. Even when they're not giving you what I want, I still can encourage. I'm talking about folk that don't have an agenda. And I know the devil is mad right about now, but I don't tell the truth. I'm talking about folk that are real, that will encourage you because they see that you stand in need of encouragement. I wish I had some help. The question is, do we care enough to be intentional in adding value to others? I believe it's as simple as starting the day off with the purpose and the declaration that you're going to find somebody today that you can add value to. You're going to find somebody today that has a need that God has blessed you to be able to meet. No, I'm not talking about our financial need. I'm not talking about money. Most of the time when we go there, our eyes and minds go straight to money. But sometimes folks just need to be encouraged emotionally. Sometimes folks just need to be shown genuine love. Brothers and sisters, there's enough fake love out there. You ever been introduced to it? There is anybody in the house who wants somebody that really loves you, really cares for you, genuinely have your best interest at hand? One of the things that we must understand is that when Jesus, when you look at the scripture, the Bible said Jesus had compassion on them. How do you know he had compassion on them? Because the Bible said he touched their eyes. And immediately their eyes received sight. Remember I said, when you add value to folk, one of the ways to gain influence is when you value people. Notice what the Bible said. The Bible said they began to follow him. Y'all see it in the scripture. See, they began to follow Jesus because Jesus had compassion on them. And the reason why we know Jesus had compassion on them is because he touched a need. Uh-oh. Jesus didn't just send them a text message and say, hey, I'm praying for you, I love you. No, I mean, come on, that's all right, but come on. Because see, if my car needs some tires on it, yeah, I'm going to the money thing real quick. You can send me all the texts you want to, man. I love your friend. You, my car needs some tires on it. Well, that text message didn't do a thing for me. You see, y'all ain't working with me right about now. Y'all ain't working with me. You want to bless me, send me some money to help me get some tires on my car. Oh, my God. That text message didn't work. See, I have folks sending text messages all the time. In fact, I got one on my phone just went off. It's up here. I got it up here for a reason. You know, somebody just sent one, but it ain't got a thing to do with what I'm going through. Let me go on. The folk want to know that you value me, you're concerned about me, you're genuinely caring for me. Here's the thing. I've learned this. Don't waste time showing compassion to folk that don't want your compassion. I'm still learning. You can't waste some folk just only won't say fuck the rest of them. You can't force nobody to accept your compassionate spirit. When you find that, let me tell you what God told me. When you find that, the thing to do is stop wasting time on folk that don't want you to show them compassion and wait till God sends you somebody that that you can show compassion to. Because somebody out there, someway, has a genuine need. And I want to tell you something. When you need compassion shown, you don't care who it is, as long as it's genuine.
Can I get a witness of it?
You got some of us are wasting energy. We're drained. We're tired. We're put out because we're chasing behind folk that don't want to be chased. Tell me,
I was looking out my back window the other day, and there was two squirrels that was playing in the backyard. And one of the squirrels was trying to chase the other squirrel. And the squirrel that was being chased didn't want to be chased. So he turned around and whacked the other squirrel to signify, leave me alone. So the squirrel had a hard head like some of us, and he continued, Sister Carolyn, to chase the squirrel. After a while, the squirrel shut up. Deacon Bishop, at that point, he had to worry about the squirrel no more. So one went up the tree, the other went down the side of the house. You stop chasing folk that don't want to be chased. You're wasting time and you're wasting energy. Just wait until the circumstance comes full circle. They'll come looking for you rather than you looking for them. I'm going to have them for you. What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to tell me? Some of us have such good compassionate spirits and such a compassionate heart, and we're often trying to reach out, and we're often trying to make folk know that God cares, but you can't make folk receive the love of God in their life. Because see, the reality is simply this. Some folk have never been loved, don't know what love looks like.